The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. Quinncham.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director, and we bring you these podcasts every other week, highlighting institutions, small, large businesses, nonprofit organizations, and community leaders that we talk to from time to time. And we bring this forth, of course, within the base of our membership from the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. We're very privileged right now to highlight and celebrate an organization that has been in the Wallingford community for 120 years, celebrating a magnificent anniversary this year. And from somewhat humble origins in 1902 to the growth today, we are talking about Gaylord Specialty Healthcare, known over many years as Gaylord Hospital. Gaylord Specialty Healthcare started in a different era of medicine, and now today with contemporary rehabilitation and other facilities that have been spotlighted around the greater New Haven area, we will discuss that. Also engaged in our community is Gaylord Specialty Healthcare, as evidenced by our guest, Tara Knapp, Vice President for External Affairs at Gaylord Specialty Healthcare and the board chair right now for the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. Tara, it's always great to see you. Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you, Ray. I'm thrilled to be here. It's an honor to have the opportunity to talk about all the wonderful things that have happened in the last 12 decades at Gaylord Specialty Healthcare. And of course, I am very proud to be serving as the chair of the board at the Quinnipiac Chamber, which is also over a century old and has had amazing impact in our business community. So really, I'm just lucky to be associated with two amazing organizations.
In your role as Vice President of External Affairs, you are internal in that you know the organization. You're a native of this community. You know this community very, very well. And you also know Gaylord. And as I mentioned, Gaylord Hospital, the evolution of a name is a matter of transition to make it more contemporary as it evolves and grows as an institution. But let's talk about the role of pandemics. I mean, here we are coming out of COVID. We're still in COVID in many ways. And we go back to the origin of Gaylord in 1902. There was another pandemic.
There was. So interestingly, Gaylord was founded by initially a group of doctors who were part of the New Haven Medical Society, got together and wanted to address the issue of tuberculosis, which was rampant. And at the time of our founding, for the 5 years prior, just in the city of New Haven alone, one person per day was dying of tuberculosis. So this was significant. And these doctors got together, they created the New Haven Anti-Tuberculosis Association with the desire to find some local solution to the tuberculosis pandemic. And as they came up with the idea that they needed a sanatorium, and sanatoriums were popping up all across the country, they expanded their membership to include lay people and businessmen and industrialists and judges. And one of their members was Dr. Charles Gaylord of Branford, and he had offered up an unused family farm in Wallingford, and he offered it to the group at a nominal fee, and in exchange they named it for him as the Gaylord Farm Sanatorium, and hired a medical director and staff, started building a campus out here, and opened to its first six patients in 1904. And at the time of tuberculosis, The cure was pretty rudimentary. It was fresh air, good food, and exercise. And if anybody has been to our campus in Wallingford, up on a hill, we're probably about 18 miles from the shore. We get a beautiful constant breeze. And so the fresh air was definitely something that could play a major role. And the construction of the buildings were also in line with the cure, meaning that we created tents and cottages with outdoor porches, and our patients actually slept outdoors on the porches. Even in the winter, with snow coming in through the slats, they were warmed with jugs at their feet called pigs that were filled with hot water, and they were wrapped in lots of wool blankets and were on these Adirondack chairs. But it was important to constantly have the fresh air so that the contagion didn't continue to spread during this time of recuperation.
It's a remarkable history when you talk about six patients. There are certainly more than six now, and the evolution of technology. If you can sort of bring us, Tara Knapp, through a little bit of that technology over the years, and through the war years, World War I, World War II, and then post-World War II, and we eradicated polio through vaccination. And we think about some of the other diseases that we've been able to tackle since then. Rehabilitation today is extraordinarily different than it was just even 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah. So, during the first 50 years, there weren't a lot of things technology-wise that could help with tuberculosis. There were things like X-ray to help them understand better what was going on in the lungs. There was pneumothorax where they were able to, and there was collapsed lung therapy, which was actually quite interesting and a little scary. In order to rest the lungs, they would actually collapse a lung that was particularly diseased and let it rest. Later, there was something that they did where they cut the nerve to the diaphragm, which would allow the lungs to rest even more. In the long run, we have found that those have not been long-term successful, but at the time it was. And they introduced oxygen, introduced portable oxygen, introduced the iron lung, and we still have one today. It's in our basement, and we have a huge iron lung. All of those things were state of the art at the time, and Gaylord always adapted whatever was the newest and latest technology so that it could help people recover. It really was, though, streptomycin, developed towards the end of the 40s and into the 50s, that was the best defense against tuberculosis. And in the mid 50s, late 40s, 50s. I think Gaylord leadership could see that the day might finally come where tuberculosis wasn't going to be the main diagnosis of the patients that they see. And they had a decision to make. Do they declare success and do they close, or do they take all of their infrastructure, all of their expertise with chronic disease, and turn it into helping more and different patients and diseases? And they were finding that soldiers were coming back from the war disabled. Maybe they've been shell-shocked. Maybe they have lost a leg. Maybe they have been hurt in such a way that they're not going to walk anymore. You had the miners in Pennsylvania who had black lung, and we were experts in lungs, so we could help them. You had post-polio patients. And something called rehabilitation and physical therapy really started to take off. And we saw that we could be useful in in patients recovering from a number of different medical and physical issues. And the hospital doubled down and redirected its resources and its energies to get behind this new idea of rehabilitation, and built new buildings and started to admit more people who needed long-term recovery. And then we started to distinguish ourselves specifically in spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, and stroke, as well as continuing all these 12 decades to be leaders in pulmonary. We have fabulous vent weaning statistics. We were critical during COVID, helping patients who had come out of the acute care hospitals. So we really were able to successfully transition to the hospital of today.
It's an amazing journey when you think of that period, and today coming through with spinal cord injuries, in terms of just having to work with people who had difficulty walking or the use of a limb, traumatic injury, even traumatic brain association and trauma. We know today that there are many patients who are remarkable success stories. We just saw evidence during a business gathering and business after hours that you had the grand opening, a new facility on Devine Street, of a patient who had come through after suffering a stroke and is now back to some excellent form of mobility and speech therapy. It's a long process, and your staff today is expertly trained. If you can, Tara, talk a little bit about the training and the staffing, particularly in an era when we know that there's a difficulty finding nursing staff that's qualified, but you're able to still onboard them and make them part of Gaylord.
Yeah, you know, we, for rehabilitation, the leadership starts with what's called physiatrists, which are doctors of physical medicine and rehabilitation, are commonly called rehab docs. But they're the ones who really direct the care for a lot of our signature programs, such as spinal cord, traumatic brain injury, and stroke. And a physiatrist is a doctor who really specializes in musculoskeletal, chronic disease, getting back to a level of higher function. And then we have teams in the hospital that are put together to be with our patients who are cohorted. So those that are caring for spinal cord patients have the expertise with spinal cord injury. The nurses are often CRRNs, which is certified rehab nurses. If you're in the pulmonary area, you're going to have critical care pulmonologists who are leading the charge. And they have not only nurses who are practiced in acute care medicine, but they are also partnered with respiratory therapists. If you are in the team that's helping traumatic brain injury, we're going to have a physiatrist who's got deep and wide knowledge in traumatic brain, and their team also has experience in some of those behavioral issues. Supporting all that is an amazing team of therapists. And if you're on the inpatient side, you're going to almost always get physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. On the outpatient side, we also provide medical services as well as neuropsychology, which is critical for our concussion care program, as well as the PT, the OT, and the speech. And we have several clinics that are solely focused on sports medicine and orthopedics, providing just physical therapy. More of us in the community will need PT than, let's say, spinal cord injury. That is a rare occurrence, but for those who do, the specialization is here at Gaylord. But we now have five locations, and Madison being the most recent one we opened. North Haven just expanded from almost 5,000 square feet to 12,000 square feet, and that's the ribbon cutting that you talked about, and the patient that you got to hear and his journey from being pretty unresponsive after a stroke to being in an outpatient setting now in North Haven and gaining back a lot of his function and getting to return to all the things that he loves to do. And I think that's what makes our staff here so good, is that they get to go on this journey with the patients and their work is so satisfying, because the average length of stay for an inpatient is 28 days. And you compare that to an acute care hospital where it's maybe 1 to 3 days. With 28 days, you really bond with patients, with their families, with their journey, with what motivates them, with who they are. And I think then our staff then like to stay here. And the longer they're here, the more expert they are, because yeah, they see hundreds of cases. On the inpatient side, we see almost 1,500 people per year. On the outpatient side, we see almost 9,000 patients per year. So you get a lot of volume, and your expertise and your knowledge and your depth and breadth of the types of people and circumstances you've been exposed to grows, and then each of our employees becomes more and more expert in their field.
Yeah, well, it's quite a story. It's a remarkable story of 120 years at Gaylord Specialty Healthcare and the new facilities, including, as you mentioned, the newest now in Madison, and the five area facilities that you discuss. And we can speak here to the fact that as a Wallingford institution, Wallingford Gaylord Specialty Healthcare is involved with Wallingford, helping cooperate here with our Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce to put together our wonderful 350 plus two event this past June on the grounds of Gaylord, which was a special moment, our annual meeting as well. So in the minute that we have left here, Tara, I think you'd love to let people know how they can know more and how they can understand all the specialty facilities that are there for rehabilitation and healthcare in general. So to learn more about Gaylord, give us a 1 minute tour.
Okay. So I definitely encourage everyone to go to gaylord.org in order to learn all about everything that we offer, as well as some of the newer things like our partnership with UConn in providing a new residency program in Connecticut, as well as our Milne Institute for Healthcare Innovation, which is doing research. Now, to really see a wonderful television program, we were just covered by Burt Wolf Travels and Traditions, which is very well known on PBS for his specialty shows. If you'd like to watch that half an hour special with Burt Wolf, you could go to gaylord.org/TV and watch that. And you can also look around at your local public television stations. And then finally, our history of Gaylord. We have a website dedicated, and it's 120, that's the 120.gaylord.org. And online, you can click on that to see a timeline. It's about 55 pages of our history from our humble beginnings to today. And it's one of those online magazines that you can flip through. And there's also a Flickr account at 120.gaylord.org where you can see a lot of photos from our photo albums from 1904, 1907, 1936. And they're just classic, wonderful pictures of the old farm and of patients. So anybody who's a history buff will truly enjoy that.
120 years of history, Gaylord Specialty Healthcare, beautiful grounds here in Wallingford. Tara Knapp is Vice President of External Affairs for Gaylord Specialty Healthcare. Thanks for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. We'll learn a lot more about Gaylord.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.